Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Jack, what can we do for you, sir?
Hey, so basically what's going on is I met this girl, Summer, online. I've been, like everyone else, quarantined up at the house. And I've been real panicky, real crazy about everything. I'm like, I'm taking this whole thing very serious. Like, I'm wearing masks, on gloves, on sanitizer. Like, I'm being super safe. But, like, I got tired of being in my house for so many weeks by myself. So I started to hit up some girls online, and I started talking to this girl, Summer. And we've been talking for a couple weeks now, and it got to the point where I was like, you know what? She invited me to her house, and I said, you know what? Why don't you just come over to my house? Because I feel more, like, safe. So she came over to my house, and, you know, we had dinner. We hung out. Like, we were vibing, and everything went pretty good as far as I know, and she just kind of ghosted me out of nowhere. I haven't heard from her. I've been messaging her and stuff on social media, and, like, I haven't heard back from her, so I don't know what's going on.
Do you think you did anything that made her never want to see you again?
I mean, I've been taking a lot of precautions. We stayed six feet apart the entire time we hung out, and maybe she got a little freaked out that I'm, you know, wearing gloves and a mask and stuff. But, I mean, I felt like we were connecting, you know. We were vibing the whole time. Like, we were getting along. I felt like she liked me.
Okay. I'm not going to crack jokes because you're trying to be safe. I mean, I could, because you might have looked like a weirdo when you opened it up and looked like a beekeeper. But anyway, so we'll give her a call now. Just stay quiet.
Hello?
Is this Summer?
This is Summer.
Oh, perfect. Hi, Summer. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. This is going to sound weird, but can I just explain why we're calling? We got your phone number from somebody.
What?
Okay. Just let me explain it. It's a good reason. We got your number from a gentleman who wanted us to call you on his behalf. Okay, so the reason that he wanted us to call, and I'm going to tell you his name too. He wanted us to call you because he likes you. He feels as if you have similar feelings towards him. And he wanted us to offer a date with him. So we'll do like a weird 2020 quarantine date where we'll have you guys zoom in. We could send food to your house, food to his house, and you guys just see if you get to, you know, just talk for like an hour or so and get to know each other and see if you hit it off. And if you do, you know, when this is all done, we'll set you up for a real type of date. And, like, I tell you the guy's name, too. You're gonna recognize him.
Okay.
Okay, so the guy is Jack, who you know exactly what I'm talking about. I love this.
Yeah, no. I'm good.
I was going to say, you might think he's a funny guy. This is positive.
Yeah. So why are you okay, so we talked to him, and he seems very confused as to why you wouldn't be into him. And he's been wondering why you haven't returned any calls or texts.
You know, it all started out perfectly adorable. Like, we're going to try and have a, like, quarantine date. And then it just got creepy.
Can you be a little more specific? Because he wasn't being specific. He has said that you showed up at his house and he was keeping distance and had on a bunch of gloves and all that stuff. So what did he do that was so weird besides that, clearly?
Okay, so first of all, he masking taped off the 6 foot distance, like in several different staged areas of his house. So it's like, aww, if we're in the kitchen, you need to stand there. He's just super creepy. And not to mention, when I got home from this, you know, hazmat situation, I was sick as a dog. I puked all night. So I text him and I say, dude, you know, I hope you're okay. I'm super sick. Where did that food come from? And he texts me back and he's like, oh, it must be the Lysol.
It must be the Lysol?
Wait.
Yeah. He sprayed down dinner.
He sprayed the food with Lysol?
No, he did not. Yeah.
Okay, well, wait a minute. This is getting out of hand.
Okay, wait, hold on. Summer, Jack is on the phone.
I'm being misrepresented.
Jack's on the phone. He was listening to what you just said. If you want to represent yourself, Jack, how are you going to represent that you sprayed food with Lysol?
Yeah, I sanitize the food. I sanitize everything, which you should be doing as well.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Have you ever looked at ingredients in Lysol?
You're spraying your food with chemicals?
With disinfectant. It's not like just random crap from under the sink. It's disinfectant. To kill viruses. It says it on the can.
It kills viruses.
So if there's viruses on the food... Yeah, but if there's viruses on the food, it kills the viruses off of the food.
Okay,
you guys are acting like I'm an idiot. It's not like I freaking poured, like, globs of hand sanitizer or something, you know, poisonous or something. I sprayed a little tiny bit when the food came. I sprayed just the surface a little bit. I'm not surprised you threw it. Like, the first couple times I did it, I threw up too. But, like, after a while, you get used to it.
I can't.
This is insane.
I don't know how you're still alive, man. I
don't know how you guys are still alive if you're not disinfecting your food. I mean,
oh my God.
I haven't gotten the virus.
This guy is like...
Summer, would you like to see Jack again? Or
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Okay. Jack, she said thank you, but no thank you, and she appreciates all of your concern about the virus, but you're just not her type because she likes, can I say this, sane humans.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.